What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 291, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and purchase all your Amazon goodies that way, it gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast on going. With me, of course, is my co-host Ryan. What's going on?
Not much. What's up, man?
Are you using new mic?
Is that I might be.
Yeah, I can see it there.
I mean,
yeah.
I only show a little bit of the mic usually, anyways, right? So, like, they're both black. Yes, it is a new mic.
I've been looking at getting a new monitor arm, actually, or a mic arm, like one of the really nice ones, like the blue, whatever one, or
Elgato, the Elgato stuff.
Yeah, the Elgato ones. But I watched a review on them, and they say the one, I don't know, I kind of like the blue one better, but we'll see. I've been trying to like slowly get stuff. As I said, I think we talked about it last week, like I can't get a monitor arm for the life of me. Nothing's in stock. Everything's not in stock. So but yeah, how's Kansas? How's the weather? It's actually
good. Weather's not
surprisingly
bad.
Here in San Diego, we had thunder, lightning, storms, and rain, and it's cold outside. I feel like I'm back in Pennsylvania. Like, it's kind of weird.
What's the weather?
I don't have to
look. Like right now on my phone, it's saying 69 degrees outside.
It
hit mid 70s today, probably. It's supposed to hit night. It was like, I swear, it said 95 it's only, later this week, which is crazy.
That is crazy. So it's only 66 here. It's cloudy, which it's never cloudy, obviously, in San Diego. So it's like, I feel like I'm back home, but or not, but I want to talk about, I always talk about Amazon, but they've started their like good deals, like, as you know, we're getting into holiday season and we'll obviously have all their crazy, but like there has been some really, really good deals the past week, not just on like PC hardware. Like there's been a lot of really good Gen 4 SSDs on sale, like
cool,
like 30% off like normal pricing, which is really good. But also like really popular like headphones, like AirPods Pro were like 50% off, like really nice stuff. Wow. Was like they're starting, you know how they start the deals, and they're actually like, because I look at the deals page every day and it's always the same stuff, but this past week there's been some really good stuff on sale. So check that out if you're an Amazon person or want to, I guess, find some cool tech. In our chat, we have Old Man. Good to see you here. If you are in the live chat, definitely go ahead and say what's up. We have a lot of stuff to talk about this week, and we'll jump into reviews. I took a look at a DDR4 RGB kit from Mushkin. It is their Redline Lumina. That's what they're calling their DDR4 line. Of course, their red line is their high-end line of DDR4 memory. And in all honesty, every time Mushkin comes out with something, I just remember the old Mushkin. And we say this about Antec too. And it's like, Mushkin back in the day was like crazy. Like, I don't know if you remember how, like, if you remember their one, like their, it was like their yellow memory that had the biohazard and the crazy, the crazy heat spreader design and all that kind of stuff. It's like, now it's just like, you know,
what can we put out? Yeah.
And with every RGB kit, you have to make your kit look a little bit different, and nothing against Mushkin. It's just a black heat spreader. And again, the heat spreader design itself just looks like something that you would have seen 5-6 years. I mean, there's nothing crazy about it, right?
Yeah, like, it does look a little plain.
It's plain, it's bland, which again is fine because, again, you know, at the top you have just your typical diffuser over the RGB LEDs. You know, that's basically about it. Looking at the light, it's good. It's, you know, but again, there's so many other kits that do this exact same thing. It doesn't, you know what I mean? Like this kit, just as far as like looks goes, this kit doesn't stand out to me. I mean, we've reviewed a bunch of kits that don't necessarily stand out, right? But I think we're coming to that point where it's like, when it comes to RGB memory, every company has an RGB kit that just is, it's your typical RGB kit. And I think this kit's that. I think of what I remember Mushkin being, and it's just like, they were kind of like an innovator, especially when it came to heat spreaders. And now it's just like, they're putting out the same thing that everybody else does. And again, that's fine. The RGBs can be controlled. They have their own software, which is basically the same software as we saw. Who had the other one? It's the same company making the software for everybody. So you can control everything. You can control each individual LED on each dim. There's a bunch of different effects, really easy to use. This kit is also compatible with all the major motherboard RGB software if you don't want to use their software. And like I said, it's a good kit. The kit that we received is 32 gigabyte kit, 3600 megahertz at 1699 at 1.4 volts. Overclocking is decent. I was able to give it up to 4000 megahertz by loosening the timings a little bit. And then it's like I said, at the end of the day, these kits, it comes down to price. And this kit is $179.99, which I think is pretty good price for the capacity and speed and timings. So I gave it an 8 out of 10. It's just bland to me. It's just like every other kit. There's nothing about this kit that's like crazy. But I think if you get it, you're going to like the kit. Like, I don't think it's a bad, it's just like every other kit out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like, it's that entry level generic RGB, like you said earlier, that everybody has, but then they've got something better, right? Usually yeah. Something flashier or that just stands out a little more.
Yeah. It's like I said, and again, nothing against Mushkin. It's just, that's just kind of what it is. And if I look, we saw, like, so we reviewed the Lexar Hades, which is kind of almost, it's the same black, you know, it's a black heat spreader with RGB on it. The PNY Accelerate Gaming, that was slightly different with, you know, but that's again the same. The Patriot Vipers, those are a lot brighter, but again, like, all these kits are very much the same. So it just comes down to price, and this kit is priced pretty good. But it's just your plain Jane. We used to think RGB was not plain Jane, but this is your plain Jane.
Plain RGB memory, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just your plain RGB memory. There's nothing that stands out. And we know the big boys like Corsair Dominator RGB. I really like the new Thermaltake Tough Ram XG. That's a little bit different. Or the Aorus RGB memory is actually really good as well. Their heat spreader design is excellent on that if you're looking for something different. But check out the review if you know, like I said, and if you're looking for some decently priced memory, that is that. And old man in the chat, he said he saw some good sales on DDR4 last week. Yeah, prices have been going up and down on certain items. And as we get into holiday season, as I said, there should be some decent sales, I would hope. When's Black Friday is after, that's in the end of November, huh?
Yeah,
that's a little wise wait. Can you believe it's October already?
I can. I mean, I was just thinking about that though, that like, man, like 2020 seemed like it took forever, right? And now we're like all the way through 2021 already. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's going quick.
It's crazy. Yeah, so yeah. But yeah, so let's talk about Case Mod Friday. And I saw this next build that I'm going to show you guys, and I have the box that it's built in, and this box is not all that big. So it's kind of crazy that somebody built this in this box. So this build is called Woodridge, and it's built inside the review launch box for the first generation Ryzen processors. Mm-hmm. So they sent this. It's a wood. That's actually a pretty nice wood box.
Pretty nice box, yeah.
And I still have it. I need to get it out of storage. It's in storage right now. But this crazy water cooled system, all AMD system. So AMD CPU, AMD GPU inside of this box, which again is not that big, and it's pretty crazy to see it, you know. And he put some handles on it, and custom water cooling loop, and just it's really cool. I don't know.
Shinny was asking, did you share it on Instagram? He was thinking he saw this.
Yeah, we did share it on Instagram. So yeah, and here's the backside with the channels cool. to the graphics card and all that kind of stuff. It, like I said, it's more, this might not look like the like a crazy build to a lot of people, but just me knowing the size of this box, it's pretty impressive. Yep. Mini ITX motherboard, the graphics card, of course, is on the other side. What do you think? These are 240s, 240 yeah, millimeter 240s. Radiators. Yeah, so yeah. 240 millimeter radiators.
I like that they did just plain clear fluid in the lines as well. I think it looks pretty nice. I just like the transparency of it.
Yeah,
especially with that purple color that they chose on the fans.
Yeah, it just, like I said, it's really cool to see that. And I was actually surprised that we didn't see, and there might have been some other people,
some builds inside the box.
Yeah, but like, I mean, not a whole lot of people. I mean, like, the, you know, most people who got that were like actual reviewers, not modders. So it's kind of, and I know this modder, this is done by Tur Horse Customs. He got this from a reviewer. I forget who he got it from. He in his Facebook post, which let's see if we can. He got these from Tech Testers, which is a review site. Because again, not a lot of people again have this box. It is a really cool box. It has the Ryzen logo kind of like etched into it. It's pretty cool. And we did a video review of this, and I slow-mo open the box. It's kind of funny. I try to make it all dramatic in the video, but go ahead and check this out. It's really cool. Just cool that somebody was able to take that and, you know, turn it into a fully fledged water-cooled PC. So go ahead and check that out for sure. We have a new contest. We haven't done a contest in a while. Yeah, and you know, I was just thinking, I was like, you know, let's give back to everybody. So we have we've run this contest a bunch of times. It's so easy because it allows the contest to be worldwide for the most part. So it's $50 gift card of your choice giveaway, running it for 2 weeks. We do it all through Gleam, so you can go ahead and enter. Super simple. Whoever wins, just let me know where you want the gift card. I'll buy it for you. That's it. Super simple. Where would you want a $50 gift card to these days?
Man. I mean, Amazon's always nice, but that's like, that can be anything. So I won't say that one. Like Chipotle, right?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's so funny. It's like, I've been to Chipotle because there's so much like better Mexican food, like where I live. Yeah. And it's so cheap too. It's like the same thing. Yeah. I haven't been there in so long.
Okay, fine. I don't know. What do you
I would say like a nice steakhouse. Like it's always like,
okay,
you know, like you and I went to like a nice steakhouse and it was like expensive, but like to knock off $50 off of like a $200 bill would be nice, you know.
Really or steak this weekend. It was so good.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. But like I said, this contest is open to anybody, super easy to enter. And then once you do your first entry, there's like 13 or 14 other ways, like by retweeting it or following us on here on YouTube or following us on Twitch and all that other kind of stuff. So get your entry in, just a way to get back to you guys, which I need to be more, I need to work with more companies to plan out contests. We were doing that for a while. And then I haven't really reached out to many companies, and I just figured, let's just give you guys $50.
We finished what, just after the start of the year? I think. I feel like we went through the holiday season, didn't we?
Yeah, but then we did moving giveaway.
Yeah, your whole moving. So I mean,
that was all. Yeah, that. But like, we haven't done one. And then we did with Patriot
Company.
We did with Patriot over the summer.
Keyboard, mouse.
Yeah.
heads
but up. We should have some stuff. Holiday season's coming up, so we got to get back to you guys. So I'll plan some stuff with some companies, and we'll get some giveaways going along. But the best thing about the $50 is you can use it for whatever you want. A lot of people, they're like, oh, I got, like, you know, we'll be giving away like five things, and they get like the $10 thing. They're like, ah, you know, with this, it's like you can get whatever you want. So that's the best part of it. So get your entry in. The link is in the show notes, which is in the description of this video. Or if you just go to thinkcomputers.org, click on contests at the top, and you'll easily be able to find it. So let's move on to news. We're flying through this podcast there. We're already on to news. So news this week, we have the boxes for Intel Alder Lake CPUs. Nothing crazy.
It's similar to the previous gen.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. We were at work, looking at some laptops that are essentially the same model or look the same, very, very similar to each other, and like telling them apart. It's like the only time where I've really used the little Intel sticker on the laptop be like, oh, these are the new ones because they've got the newer sticker. It's just kind of funny where that does come into play.
It is interesting. So we have, this is like the flagship 12900K here. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this? Is the CPU, is this like, I mean, because this looks like it's like a wafer, right?
Yeah, that looked like a wafer there, yep.
Yeah, so if you guys aren't familiar, if you're watching this, this is the silicon that the chips are cut out of. I've actually held one of these wafers, but it was a hard drive or I don't know what it was.
A hard drive wafer, huh?
It was at Western. It was at Western Digital, so I don't know what the wafer. It was their BiCS2 wafer, whatever that is. But in any case, this is what it's cut out of. So, like, I'm wondering if this is like a that's what the.
I wonder if it's made to look like that. Like,
yeah,
or are these just a bunch of bad
but like if you look at it, it looks like there's like an opening, so like maybe the processor is in there. That's kind of cool. I do think, again, like AMD kind of pushed the envelope with their packaging, and then since then it's gone down. It's this every generation the boxes have gotten more boring, but again, most of us really don't, I mean, people don't care about the boxes all that much.
I mean, you have them up behind you as decoration.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you want a really cool box. I mean, you remember like the original Threadripper box lit up.
Yeah, that huge, lit up and had these crazy plastic panels. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is kind of like the what they're going with. Again, the series is going to be up in the top corner. Wasn't in the bottom corner last time. It was like down here. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
But yeah, so you look at the top right corner to see what is what. You know, like I said, nothing to write home about, but they have been leaked, which means we're getting ever closer to that launch date. So that's kind of exciting. Also, the 12900K was listed on Dutch Amazon. So we have that listing, which again shows the box. Also, the Core i5 12600K was listed. So the price of the 12900K was €847 with 21% VAT on it. And the 12700K was $641. 12600K was $324. So again, these prices are pretty much what you would expect. I'm trying to do the conversion in my head, and I can't. And because this includes their tax, which is their 21% tax. And if you would, you know, like that with all the equations going on in my head, like I'm trying to do it, and I just can't. I can't do it in my head.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
so you said it's a 20% tax on those?
21%. And then you have to do the conversion.
Over to... I'm not doing that in my head.
The prices are kind of what you would expect. We're not expecting a dramatic price increase. We're not expecting them to be cheaper than the previous version, previous generation either. So yeah, it's good to see these things pop up. And this also confirmed what the boxes look like too. So that, so yeah. Also, another country, Canadian retailer lists Asus Z690 motherboards. This is what their page looked like. They start at $222 for lower end. But we can kind of see a lot of these boards. Like, let's see here. So top of the line, Asus ROG Maximus Z690 Hero. That's the Hero too. So that's the lowest end of their Maximus boards. Will be $755.06 Canadian. Right. So that's it's 755. So that'd be that's 599. That's normal for a Maximus board. And then you have like the Strix boards. So the Strix boards are 506 and 441, which is pretty. If again, I'm trying to do that in my head. But yeah, I mean, these prices are pretty much the same. The cheapest board is the Z690 PD4, which is the DDR4 board. And it looks like the difference in price between the DDR4 and DDR5 boards are $10.
Like, yeah.
Or like 12 bucks. Yeah. Maybe 15 in US, right? So that's not bad to see because you weren't sure what that disparity was going to be. Pretty normal pricing, just like the processors. I mean, $599 for a Maximus Hero is pretty standard. I think the like Extreme board is $899.
I'm almost surprised though with the D4 board that they didn't make it more expensive. Right, they want to move people on to DDR5.
Yeah, that's actually
The newer technology. I'm surprised they didn't make it the more expensive one.
To
adopt, but
yeah, it's good to see these be listed again. That shows that we're getting closer to the launch date, which of course is always good. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I love new motherboards, and every couple of generations we see a new series, right? Like we know, like it doesn't appear as if we're getting a new series from Asus, but I think who was it that had a new series? Was it either Gigabyte? In the leaks we saw like Gigabyte and I think ASRock might have like a new series of boards, which would be kind of cool to see because again, they're all kind of set in their, you know, you have ROG, Extreme, Maximus, Strix, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see as we get closer there. We talked about this a few times, and it appears that this is going to be happening in January. We should be getting a big update from NVIDIA on their graphics cards, you know, the ones that you can't buy right now or can't find. RTX 3090 Super, right?
Okay.
RTX 3070 Ti 16 gigabyte. And RTX 2060 12 gigabyte. I think the most interesting one obviously is the 1260 or the 2060 12 gigabyte. There's probably a ton of old chips laying around that nobody wants, you know, and putting more memory on it and making it be able to run some newer games or some higher resolutions makes sense. It fills in that gap where like the 1060 TIs or whatever people are buying for like retarded prices right now, it would fill in that gap nicely.
I'm excited about the 3070 Ti with the 16 gigs of RAM, to be honest.
Yeah. So yeah, it says January 2022 CES time, which I think would be when these would announce. That would make the most sense. NVIDIA could say, hey, we're refreshing the 3090. We're refreshing the 3070 Ti to give you more memory, and we're re-releasing a 2060 with 16 gigabyte, or was it 12 gigabytes of VRAM to help you guys out. And like, oh, we have this much extra stock, like this will help with it. I think Nvidia's thing is going to be like, this is going to help gamers, right? You know,
sure.
Put stuff out there. So yeah, it's kind of all expected. The only thing is if they're going to refresh the 3090, are they going to do a full refresh of the 30 series with supers at that point? Are they going to have them come out throughout the year? That's the only thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say, like, what would the 3090 super be? It's already maxed VRAM, you know, 24 gigabytes of VRAM. I assume you're going to
make it any faster.
I mean, on the memory side? Probably.
I mean, you might get a little faster, but the same capacity, and then higher clocks, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but I think I think for January that really will be a nice refresh, right? Mm-hmm. You're not just getting one card or one refresh. You're getting, here's something for the super high end. Here's something for the, I don't know, 3070. I wouldn't, 3070 Ti, I wouldn't say is mid range, but here's something for the mid to high range, and then here's something to kind of a stopgap for everybody looking for cards within 2060, 12 gigabyte. Like, how much do you think that's going to be, like, retail price?
I have no idea.
I mean, $299.
Yeah, I'm always having to look up a
3060 right now is, I mean, the, well,
MSRP.
Yeah. Or what it launched at. I can bring that up. Because, again, I mean, let's see.
3060 Ti is $399. Come on, just show me all.
Did you find it?
It wasn't showing just the 3060. Oh. I will say though that we were talking about, you know, you kind of said, oh, cards you can't get a little while ago, but a lot of the Best Buys had restocks lately.
They have.
You saw that. We had one of our Best Buys in town was the only one in the state.
Should have went there.
There were people camped out. There was a news story on one of the local news channels of people, you know, in their tents and everything.
It's cool to see that again.
It's kind of neat because you're used to seeing that when games would launch, and like it was before Steam and all these like downloaders where you just download the game and have it to start. You'd have to like either pre-order a game and be there to pick it up at midnight so you could go home and play.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny that they're sleeping over in the parking lots.
Yeah. No, I have seen a bunch of that. I have to see. There is a Best Buy close to me. I like want to go. Not, I don't want to buy it, but I just want to like give out Think Computer swag to people if
oh yeah
if they have one around cool. here. And the Best Buy is the only one that's like remote, like close to like this area. So maybe they will. I have to look that up though. But so the 3060 launched at $329. So. $279 for that 2060 with 12 gigabytes.
Okay.
$299. I don't know. But I think it, like I said, I think overall refresh of the, you know, the, actually they're all technically refreshes, but like having, you know, because typically Nvidia, like they will, when they announced the 30 series, we had all three cards. But it's just going to be, I think, having an option for every level at the same time, if they do it this way, again, this is just a rumor, but if they do that, I think it will be good for them. And I think, again, getting more cards out there is obviously a good thing. So we'll see how that goes. And this was a big one this week, and we talked about it last week. We talked about it last week. It was leaked last week. Or did we talk about it last week?
I don't think so.
Okay. So it was leaked.
It was. I feel like we've mentioned it, or maybe you and I have talked about it.
We did mention it like a month ago. There was some stuff leaked about. Yeah, because it came up in their filings, in their EEC filings. So we talked about it then, and then earlier this past week it leaked, and then Asus and Noctua made it official a couple days ago. So we now have an Asus and Noctua RTX 3070, or they're calling it the Asus GeForce RTX 3070 Noctua Edition. So the biggest thing with this is that you can see them. I mean, we get the Noctua fans, but the heatsink itself is co-designed by Noctua as well. There's custom cooling profiles on this. Asus is calling this the quietest card in its class.
I believe it. The only thing I wish that plastic frame was the color of the fan blades, right? It's a brown, but it's much darker. I wish it was more of that Noctua brown.
Yeah, that's kind of
But it's
I think
funny.
It's cool. Like, I mean, it's great for Noctua, right? I think that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're a big brand, but I think they're a very niche brand. Yep. Right,
you could have seen this as an April Fool's joke, like, even in my opinion, right? Like, because people would be like, oh, why would you want these why would you want a brown video card? But their fans are so good.
So anybody who's doing a Noctua theme building, there are a lot. It's hard to get components that actually match, and this will fully match your Noctua build, which is pretty cool. And we've actually seen we've seen in the past people put Noctua fans on their GPUs. Like, I've seen people hacking them or modding them or whatever. Three slot card, which is kind of typical for this their 3070 design. Again, custom heat sinks by Noctua. The fans are the Noctua NF-A12 X25 fans, which are pretty for a. For a graphics card fan, they're thick.
Yeah, 25 millimeter.
Yeah, 25 millimeters thick. So, and it's hard to kind of.
I mean, it's a standard 120. Oh my gosh, standard 120 millimeter fan.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Like I said, this is really cool for Noctua. Great for Asus too. I mean, great for Noctua to partner with. I mean, one of the biggest. Graphics card, brands out there. Really cool, really, really cool. Your graphics card can be quiet. I know people are gonna hate the design. They're just gonna hate the design. I know some people are there.
Some people are like, this is so ugly. And I used to think the same thing. I used to hate Noctua fans, and I don't think they look good in 99% of builds, but
they're quiet.
They're good, yeah. Their bearings are amazing.
Yeah. Old man in the chat, he said, I've seen Noctua builds that are all brown and tan. Yeah, same thing. And the biggest thing is you couldn't find a graphics card that would match it. And now you have one. You don't have to mod anything. And Shinny said standard honey fans, right? Yeah, these are like the standard 120 mil fans, which again you don't see in graphics cards, so very, very cool. I like it. I kind of want one now, just for everything, because I have, like, for the test bench, I have like the I have a Noctua cooler on there, and now I can just match it with the graphics card. That'd be perfect. So what else do we have? So this is a big thing, and I didn't really look into this all that much. I saw that Corsair did launch a monitor, and I believe this is their first monitor, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So Corsair, the maker of everything now, right? We always talk about this when we talk about Corsair. Corsair was a memory company.
Yeah.
Started with just memory. And you really don't know Corsair. So if you say Corsair now, what is the first product that comes to mind?
I think probably keyboards. Like, that's the one that sticks in my head, is keyboards. Yeah, peripherals.
Yeah, like they're a gaming company.
Not to say that like Corsair Memory isn't, like, when I think about, oh, what memory should I get for a build? Like Corsair is going to be one of the top that I'm considering, right?
But it's like cases. Now, like when you think about it, it's like they are so good at everything.
Yeah.
You know? So they came out with a, monitor. This is the Zenion 32, and they've had that same dumb name, and their naming isn't horrible.
I like the name. No, it's yeah, good.
32QHD165. So I'm guessing that this is a 32 inch monitor, QHD, so quad HD, 165 hertz, right?
Yep.
If I'm getting that right. So this is a QHD, as I said, IPS LED panel, 165 hertz refresh rate, AMD FreeSync.
Quantum dot.
Is that in there?
It is.
Yeah.
It's not in that paragraph, but it is quantum dot.
Quantum dot, G-Sync compatible. The stand looks cool. It's a different looking stand than your normal stand. And then it has the cable routing, which not enough monitors have. Looks like a bunch of inputs. I see a USB on there. Like I said, I really didn't get to look at this all that much. 1 ms response time on this. Is compatibility with rigging systems such as the Elgato multi-mount.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you can mount like your cameras easier to this, or lights.
Gotcha.
Yeah, oh, IQ, nice. you control it, all the settings via IQ.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Nice, so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've reviewed a few monitors that have the software. So I'm sure a lot of you have monitors where one, they have buttons, and then you have to press the button, and then this OSD comes up that looks like it was built in, like, you know, the 90s, and you have to go through and press the button each time. Sometimes, if you're lucky enough, your monitor has a joystick on the back that makes that experience a little bit better.
It's so much easier, yeah.
But if you're super lucky, you get a newer monitor that has software, so then you can make all the changes in the software. which makes the process 100 times easier than pressing buttons or using a joystick or whatever. So that's really cool. So this is going to be $799. What do you think of the price? Zero dead pixel policy, which I like to see.
No, I think it's good. Because if you've ever looked at, you know, similar monitors of that quality, I think it might be you're paying that Corsair premium. Right, because there is a premium on some of their items that you're gonna pay for.
I would have to use it, obviously. Like with any of these monitors, like you really have to use it. They did have a live stream the day it launched talking about it. I watched it for like a couple minutes, but I didn't. Like I said, I didn't really get to. So it works with IQ and Stream Deck. You could use it with either. That's pretty cool. Yep. Is this going to be like the new streamer monitor now?
I mean, maybe. If you're like, I think the multi-mount system is nice.
And it does have a USB hub on it as well. So that's good. Mm-hmm. So if you are using webcams or anything else, you don't have to connect them to your computer. You can just connect them to the monitor and then do all that. That's pretty cool. Very, very cool. Yeah. It's interesting to see a company's first, again, Corsair's one. We talked about this with like their first case and then their first, you know, headset. And now we're on to their first monitor. So we'll see if they stay in the space, if they're going to be one of the companies that releases like, so now Gigabyte makes like 15 monitors, you know, all in different ranges, or if they're going to be like a Razer who has like one monitor, which was the Raptor. And that's like the monitor they make is like the one gaming monitor. So we'll see. I assume Corsair will see how sales of this goes and then kind of go from there. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see if like now, like Corsair will become a name that you see everywhere when it comes to monitors, you know, kind of like Gigabyte did with like their Aorus and Gigabyte monitors and all that kind of stuff. So So yeah, very cool there. Also, I thought you would be interested in this. A company called Philco released a keyboard that is very industrial. I love it. I love the handle up top here. Completely stainless steel. You could kill somebody with it.
It looks like a mechanical
keyboard. It's just, you know,
without that pad there, it looks like it would like go in some like kitchen, some industrial kitchen, right? If you needed this keyboard, because you're just like,
it looks like
this thing down like after it's gotten food on it, or I don't know.
So I'm thinking this belongs in like a bomb shelter or like a nuclear silo. That's what it looks like to me. Like this just big industrial stainless steel, just big old, you know. Shinny said he's got a new request for work.
Well, I want to know if that's a request for this keyboard or a request for the monitor.
It could be both.
They're both declined.
Yeah. But it's 1.6 to 2 millimeter thick. It's the SUS304HL stainless steel, which HL stands for hairline finish. It's just like the industrial legs. Yeah. Like
you got to thread those things in. No.
Yeah, this is cool. It's really, really cool. $336. I believe they're cool. Cherry. So you can get Cherry MX switches. You can get brown, red, blue, and silver. PBT keycaps. You have to have PBT keycaps with this thing. You know, you have, I guess these are the black and then a darker gray with neon green or neon teal.
It almost looks like seafoam green.
Yeah, like a green color for the legends there. $336. Comes with a PS2 adapter if you need it for one of those nuclear silos that I'm sure you need. You probably need something older than that for that. But yeah, like I said, I just thought this was so cool. I love the handle. It's an interesting piece of hardware. Definitely something that would catch somebody's attention if they came into your house and saw this big old thing sitting on your desk. Does it say how much it weighs? 4.4 kilograms. What is that to pounds? I can do it.
So it's 4.4? 9.7 pounds.
Yeah, 9.7 pounds keyboard. Like you could kill somebody with this thing. So I think it's really cool. Check out the article if you're interested in it. And then finally, actually we have one piece of news. We didn't do an article because it just broke today or earlier today, but Windows 11, it's here, it's official. You can get it. Did you get it? Did you put it on your computer?
No, I haven't yet. I want to. I just haven't had a chance.
Yeah. So what is today? So yesterday, the 5th, Windows 11 became official. You could get it. You could buy it. Did it say so? New PC with it pre-installed. Purchase a Windows 10 PC that's eligible for a free upgrade. Use the Notorious Health Check app on Windows 10 PC to see if you're eligible for a free upgrade. I think are people excited for this?
I don't know. I feel like it was just not.
I feel like when I first saw it,
right? I feel like, but then I was like, eh.
And then it's just like, and then I watch a lot of YouTube videos like on my TV, and even like streaming services like Netflix. Like every other commercial was like Windows 11, and I'm like. And I didn't even realize that it even launched. It's just like, whatever, right? You know? I assume eventually you'll get it.
Yeah.
I mean, or like get it as the free upgrade for your.
Yeah, but I'm not like excited or pushing for it. I guess when I get it, I'll get it. That bottom start task launch menu thing. I don't know.
The thing is, to me, but The thing I worry about is compatibility issues, right? Like, we're streaming. Like, does it work with the streaming software correctly? Like, I think a lot of people...
I think this is just a refreshed Windows 10.
Well, yeah, but I think a lot of people are kind of just like, we'll wait a few months to see. Because, again, a lot of us, I mean, you know, a lot of people are still working from home, and they don't want their computer to break if they upgrade, right? Or whatever piece of legacy software that they have to use for their business isn't compatible yet or has issues or whatever. You know, I think that's my biggest thing. I'll eventually get it. Actually, I don't even think I can with this high-end desktop system I have that's not compatible because it doesn't have TPM. that I have here. So maybe I'll wait a little bit and then upgrade the system so I can run it. That's the biggest thing. So if you guys are interested in Windows 11, we do have a video on our YouTube showing you how to enable TPM. And please don't complain on the video that your system from 10 years ago doesn't have what I showed you to do, because everything on the Intel side, like Z97 and behind, actually, Asus specific Z97 and behind doesn't support firmware TPM. So if you have an older system, you can't enable TPM. Shinny just asked, did you guys cover the other news that broke today? I'm actually just about to talk about it if I think it's the same thing. But yeah, Windows 11. I was also going to ask you real quick about Windows 11. Is your company do they have a plan to implement it? Are you guys... is it on your radar, or is it going to be like a thing, like kind of like how 95 was there? Like, a lot of companies waited to like the exact last minute, or not 95, XP to...
I mean, Windows. We were like that from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Kind of holding out on that. 10 still has quite a bit of lifespan left in it regarding support and patching and things like that. So we've got time. I think we'll run it out in a quicker manner than we did from 7 to 10. But we're not moving to it anytime soon.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, hopefully there's some cool things. I think the more people, the more it's out there, the more it's developed for, and we see some cool things. So the other news that Shinny's talking about, I don't know if it's the same thing, but it apparently Twitch got hacked. We use Twitch. We're going to go over there and stream gaming here in a little bit. But there was a massive hack of Twitch. The entire source code of the website was leaked, as well as like a ton of other information, like how much certain creators made. It's a massive leak. It was like 125 gigabyte torrent that was released by someone on 4chan. See, if like for me, for you and Shinny, like this might be, I just don't think enough people care. I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about
it? In the streaming and Twitch world, but people obviously will care. I did see it as a, not necessarily a headline, but as a story on some major news sites today. It was making the rounds. I mean, you can't deny the size of Twitch, and you have to remember their association with Amazon.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
I think the thing a lot of people were interested in is like they were... how much certain creators get paid was part of the leak, or you know how much their payouts were. That's if you're in that scene and want to know that stuff. Me personally, I don't care how much the biggest person makes.
Whatever.
It doesn't really matter to me. There's
so many people that share that information anyways, that everybody kind of, if you really wanted to try and figure it out, you could get an estimate, right? Of like, they got this many, subs, and they're at this tier of a streamer, so they're getting X percentage. So, I mean,
I think the thing, and Shinny said, he said supposedly the leaker listed is part one of the leak. Yeah. So the thing that I would be more interested in, and then this is like, we've seen this with social media companies as well, is like the internal programs that they have running to certain things that they do behind the scenes that might be shady or might like suppress, or they might push certain streamers higher in certain streamers. Like, that's the stuff that I would be interested in, because you like, as these big companies, you can see how like shadow banning works on the social media and stuff like that. And these, so if there's more leaks that have that kind of stuff, I think for me, that'd be more interesting. But it is kind of crazy that, I mean, obviously nobody's going to take their source code and create a rival. Obviously that would never work. But it's kind of crazy that their entire source code was, I guess, stolen.
That's pretty nice.
Cause that is proprietary information, you know? And it's just like anything. I mean, we've seen this with massive websites and credit card info, like nothing online is safe, you know, it's just not. And when you're a target as big as Twitch, I mean, that's just wild that happened. So that is the news for the week. That is basically it. Coming up next week, I will be taking a look at the IQNX 880. We talked about it for a little bit last week. This is a really cool mechanical keyboard. Looks awesome. I will have a full review and video on our YouTube next week for this. So definitely stay tuned for that. And then Ryan, if he sounds great, he has been using for this stream the HyperX SoloCast, which is a pretty affordable USB microphone. And he'll be taking a look at that. So definitely stay tuned for that as well. And coming to the end here, we talk about tech. If you, besides checking out the microphone, done anything tech related?
No.
Nothing.
Nope. I mean, we did find there was kind of tangentially tech related at work, just how some of what we've determined, the 11th gen processors in some Dell laptops that we've ordered, were having some issues with our antivirus software, and it was keeping things like Chrome from launching and certain other applications from launching properly. And, you know, it's kind of a weird side tangent, but we got that figured out this week, which was really nice. So
what was the issue?
I think it had to do with some DLL files that were, you know, not able to be accessed. I don't know all the details. I haven't seen like the white paper, the patch notes on it. But it was, you know, a vendor issue with our antivirus. They got it resolved, and they've known about it for like since maybe June or July. They've been working on it, I guess. And they just finally released the patch, and it solved our issues. And it had been like one of those things where you're like, why is this working on everything else that we deploy, but not on this like model of computer? Because, you know, you push the same load to multiple hardware types.
Interesting. In the chat, Full Metal T-shirt says, is it possible to change the background from white to something a little darker? Yeah, I guess we can. I don't think I have any, like, I made that background, but I don't think we have any. I can do this one if that's a little bit better.
The rest of the, I guess I don't ever do full. Oh, you can do. Oh, I've never gone to full screen because I always have the chat open on the side as well. But
yeah, I mean, we can. I can make a thing computers one, but if it's ever too bright or there's something going on with the stream, definitely let us know, because obviously we want you guys to watch, and if it hurts your eyes, that's never good. So we'll maybe we'll. I do use, so finally, probably like a month ago, I finally switched YouTube to dark mode. I like was just
I've been never on that forever. That.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
Like, maybe like a year ago, I switched Twitter on my phone to dark mode. I like never did that stuff before.
It's but so yeah, nice. It's,
yeah. Full Metal Jacket says yes.
Like so. 8 o'clock, my phone turns off those blue hues and goes into night mode, and my computer, well, this computer doesn't, I leave it on, but like my laptop and stuff, they all
It is, like I said, watching, like it's so weird to like somebody like loads YouTube on a different computer and it's like white again. I'm like, what? But yeah, I mean, we can switch this to darker. I think it does look better. I don't know about you. I can make a different background or something, but yeah. On my side of things, I've been working on reviews. Obviously, I also had to get ESPN Plus. So I never, I was talking about streaming stuff. So for hockey this year, they sold the TV rights to ESPN. And I'm a huge hockey fan and I don't have cable and I will obviously want to watch hockey. So I had you can get ESPN. I think it's like $6.99 or $7.99 a month. Signed up for it. And I use it on my Fire TV stick. Works amazing. So previously it was like NHL.tv and it was all run through like the NHL and they did a horrible job. Like the game stream was like, you know, they were just like pulling the broadcast from the whoever was broadcasting it. But like it would always buffer. And I always thought it was like my connection, but it wasn't, you know, it was like it was just, even when I moved here, you know, I have fiber here and it was still really, really bad. So all the streams I've watched so far, which all have been preseason streams, have been no issues, no, like, it just, everything worked.
Cool.
So I'm pretty happy about that. So I'll be watching a lot of hockey. Season starts, I believe, on this upcoming Tuesday. So I'm excited for hockey to be back. So,
yeah.
How are the Chiefs doing? I don't think they're doing very good.
No, 2-2.
Yeah, I mean the Steelers Steelers are really bad at, from what I hear too. So yeah. But anyways, guys, we're gonna go and play some Apex Legends. I'm excited. I watched some Apex streams earlier today, so I'm ready to do some killing and have some fun and watch Ryan freak out. So it's gonna be a good time. So we are gonna be over on Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. Head on over there. Ryan will have the stream up here momentarily, and thanks everybody for coming out. We appreciate everybody in the chat talking to us, and of course everybody who listens after, and I guess we'll see everybody next week.